Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Room Podcast. I'm Kyle.
And I'm Matt.
And Matt's going to be on the Dark Room Podcast now forever. He's a permanent guest.
Hooray.
Oh, no!
Cut.
Why'd you throw that on the floor for me? Anyway, so today we're going to talk about frogs.
Not just any frog.
No. And how the water is turning them gay.
No, that's the wrong. That's the wrong
podcast. Wrong show. That guy is getting sued right now, like
all the time.
Real hard. No, like he's gonna not recover from this one.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The people, all the parents from Sandy Hook, who we said were liars, are like after. Like they. I think they won.
What's it
for? Like slander and
slander or libel? One's written, one's spoken.
He did both. So all of it. Anyway, he's not in good shape.
Well, we're talking about a very specific frog.
Yeah, which one? Did you really need to look at this Loveland Frogman?
Loveland, yeah. Loveland,
Ohio.
Ohio is the spot. That's Ohio, why. Yeah. That's actually what I was.
We were in Ohio one time.
I was in Ohio a lot for when I worked the dog shows.
Shut up.
Just saying.
Shut your mouth. I was in Ohio one time with you.
That's
true. We were in Ohio together one time.
And we saw a bunch of barns.
We were in Ohio one time together, and that's then true. I was really mad because it was like, Seven Dust comes on, you're like, we gotta go, guys.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Did she make me go?
No, you were the one that was like, we gotta leave. Like she was gonna stay.
What?
You didn't wanna get a room that night. So we were gonna drive back to Pennsylvania
That's true. That's true.
And then we didn't make it.
No, we didn't.
Because she wouldn't share with us because we weren't 25.
It was yeah, true. She had to drive the whole way. And she was like, I can do it.
Anyway, so the Loveland Frogman is this famous Ohio special folklore. I guess it's their version of the Jersey Devil, except way less cool, but maybe cool, but maybe a wizard.
Could be.
So the frogman itself is approximately a 4 foot tall humanoid frog lizard man. And he was first spotted in Ohio in 1955 in Loveland, Ohio.
Yeah, the out-of-town businessman.
An unnamed out-of-town yeah, businessman.
That's what I mean.
Saw like six different things for the possibility of what he was. He was a traveling salesman. He was an unnamed businessman.
They just kept saying
he was a Bible salesman.
Yeah. What kind of business? None of yours.
Yeah. And he was some kind of business that kept him out at 3 o'clock in the morning. Definitely Bible salesman.
Yeah, you know, in 1955, he was like just smoking cigarettes and trying to make it to the next town without getting a hotel.
I mean, you know, actually, that's probably realistic because I think they still had those back then.
Yeah, what's the 1955 equivalent of no-dos?
Meth.
Oh, okay.
It's just meth.
Yeah.
I think they called it caffeine pills, though, or diet pills, whatever. Anyway, so it's 3 o'clock in the morning. He stops and he sees three small people on the side of the road having a conversation.
My question there is, how fast are you going down the road that you see this and you stop?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
You stop. If I see three people out in the woods, I'm assuming, right? Or by some kind of stream at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Children, because they're 4 feet tall.
I mean, I guess. But that's also a good way to get your skin eaten.
Well, I think the reason he stopped was because he was looking at him as he was driving. It must be a slope. He must not be very fast.
Yeah, right.
Because he's looking at him and he realizes that they have like webbed feet and their skin looks leathery. And instead of hair, they have deep wrinkles on their head.
Gross.
So yeah, that was their defining characteristics. They all were about 4 feet tall. They had leathery skin. I don't know how you tell that just by looking at stuff.
I mean, like you look at a rhino. A rhino's got leathery skin, right? But like that doesn't really scream frog to me. That screams like bear with mange.
Frogs are slimy and rubbery looking.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't know how I would describe a frog. If I were to like try to describe a frog to someone, I probably wouldn't describe its skin texture though.
They definitely, well, I mean, their skin's like rubbery almost. It's like.
Yeah, but I don't think that would be like the thing I described.
Yeah.
I don't. Like it was green. It had big eyeballs and stuff. And it was like all ribbit and
stuff. I think
stuff.
You'd say, right? Like if you see like some kind of fuzzy creature, you'd say it was furry, right?
Yeah.
You'd probably just say it was slimy.
Or green. I just call it green.
Well, a lot of toads are brown. They're like a foresty, woody, bumpy kind of texture.
I still
texture.
Say they're green. I'll lie. If I see a brown toad,
you're just like, I'm colorblind.
It's green. Speaking of.
Brian's not here for that joke.
No, but the last time we recorded, it came up where he said something. And he was like, yeah, man, it was like green. And we're like, dude, It's not.
So many good times.
So yeah, so he described them, they have webbed feet and hands, which I don't know how you see that from a distance either. But I guess he pulled up pretty close to them. And as he's sitting there, pulled over on the side of the road, just staring at these little men, just have their little conversation, being all froggish and stuff, one of them pulls out a magic wand, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I was just amazed by this one. And there's like two different descriptions of this one where like the one, it just like points it at him and then raises it above its head.
Well, what about the sparks?
Yeah, that's the other part though. Like the one that I read didn't say anything about sparks. And I'm like, they just keep adding to this.
Yeah.
So I guess it like put a spell on him and then, you know, he just fucking booked it.
Yeah. What kind of spell does a frogman cast?
I don't know, but it just made me think of like D&D. Because it was like a dazzle frogman in that.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, I tried to look up.
I swear there's a Disney cartoon where there's a frog witch or something.
I mean, there's a frog prince.
Maybe back then. That's not. Yeah, that's new. That wouldn't have been around in 1955.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Disney stole all their ideas.
No, they.
Allegedly.
I can't say that. Allegedly. They borrowed and changed.
True.
You can't. Well, they didn't steal them. They took the basic premise of a Grimm's fairy tale. And instead of a princess getting like child molested or whatever, or
murdered, yeah,
she married a much older man.
Yeah, or a beast.
Consensually.
Speaking of beasts.
Speaking of beast, what?
Talking about how does a webbed hand wield a wand?
Well, I mean, they have fingers still.
I guess, right? So it's but like,
listen, I discovered recently that more animals have thumbs than humans, and I was so confused because for my whole life,
a bunch of rodents. Yeah, right.
Lots of things have like full on like regular
raccoons.
Thumbs. But when I was a kid and in the school, because school our education specifically was bad.
Yeah.
I remember being taught that one of the reasons humans are what we are is because we have opposable thumbs. And I'm like, there's hundreds of animals that have these. What?
Yeah. I mean, raccoons got thumbs and they literally know how to break into things. Like,
lots of things use tools and stuff now. The gorillas are going to one day advance. Well, I mean, the robots are going to do it first.
I don't know. What is it? Is it called in DC? Is it literally just called like Gorilla City or something? They have that invisible Gorilla City. They're probably already got there.
There's an invisible Gorilla City?
Yeah, yeah. Gorilla Grog, I think, is the one.
Oh, you meant comic book. I thought you meant like Washington, DC. Invisible Gorilla City. I'm like, well, we got to figure out where that is.
Yeah, no. Forget about lizard people. It's all about the gorilla, like Planet of the Apes. I'd sooner
believe that. I don't know, like lizard people.
Hey, Planet of the Apes was a documentary, is all I'm saying.
That's our future. Anyway, so actually, speaking of Loveland Frogman, and before we get too far, because I thought it was funny, and because you then sort of got involved on TikTok, I was talking about I was trying to get like some people to like give me some like some stories about like their experiences with Loveland Frog, and Devour Games developers reached out and told me that they're making a Loveland game based on the Frogman. I guess he's attacking like a pastor or something, like a crazy pastor guy.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, you guys should come be on the show. And they might be. So, like, look for that.
Hey, I wish listed it right away.
Did you?
Yeah.
And also, I guess, look for it on iPunch's stream soon. So, I just wanted to shout them out real quick. But the next frogman spotted, there was two incidents, 1972.
This one gets a little off the rails.
This one's real funny, especially when the other cop decides that he's going to be like, you know what? I didn't see that. But I feel like he's lying because his explanation for what he really saw sounds even worse.
Yeah, well, when we get to the second half, I'll tell you what I found for.
So, the first police officer, Officer Ray Shockey, was en route to Loveland on Riverside Road when he thought he saw a dog injured on the side of the road. I don't know why these creatures apparently do this, because there's a multiple stories of them pretending to be injured for no reason.
Yeah. Like, oh God, help me, please.
So unless it's just sleeping there. Like, if these frogmen are so comfortable just sleeping on the side of the road. I
think animals are going to just, like, deer don't even do that.
Yeah, but these are sentient wizard men.
I was going to say, yeah, exactly. If you know,
are there magic bridges near here? Because if these are at bridges, maybe they're just
like
bridge trolls.
I was just going to say, like, bridge trolls. Yeah, we have a bunch of parks, like, in Bethlehem. There's plenty of bridges. There's that one big one.
Yeah.
That could be Frog Kingdom.
That's Pennsylvania, though. We don't have a frogman. We got Bethlehem people.
Yeah.
Half-breed
Jersey Devil runoff.
What?
Is Squonk a real
not Lehigh Valley? That's in Pennsylvania, but it's not Lehigh Valley. The Squonk is a real, apparently, one. I want to make soup out of one, if we can catch one.
Is that, well, like, you a, can't is that just it. Like a like a, another skunk ape Bigfoot variant?
No, or? The squonk is like this little tiny thing that sits and cries all the time because it's fat and like bloated and wrinkly and ugly. And if you look at it, it'll turn into a puddle of water. Hence why I want to make soup out of it.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, then like that's like the ultimate playing possum. Just Alex Mack right in front of them. Just, or Alice Mack. What was that show called?
You got it right.
I did? Think.
Yeah.
Alex, right, cut the part where I second guessed myself. No.
Double up on it. Read like.
Yeah, put air horns afterwards.
So the officer approaches the creature on the side of the road. Headlights on. He notices it notices him when he closes the door, and it stands up. And being a police officer, he's an expert at estimating height and weight. And he says it was about 4 feet tall and estimated it being about 60 pounds.
Yeah.
Again, this is the middle of the night. This is 1 a.m. All these people have, all these frogmen always just hang out super late at night, apparently just sleeping on the side of the road.
Hey, maybe he went to the fair and he was good at guessing weight.
Oh, the other thing is, this is March.
Yeah.
In Ohio, like, it's cold. Yeah. For a lizard thing, I would be like, this is miserable.
Yeah.
It's not good. Maybe that's why I was late. It was like trying to conserve body warmth.
It wasn't doing magic. It was one of those fire starters. And it was like, bro, I'm so cold.
Like, I need to like set myself on fire so I can warm up.
Yeah.
And then he described it as looking exactly like the frog-like creatures from the 1955. At this point, the 1955 story is like an urban legend that gets told to like every child in that general area.
Yeah. You can't Google bullfrog standing up without being sent to the Loveland.
Why would you Google bullfrog standing up?
Because I got a weird research process.
You're just like, I want to know what a frog looks like if it stands up. Is it 4 feet tall? No. It is like 6 inches. How big are frogs? I think some of them can get like
a couple pounds if they stand up. That big.
I've seen big toads.
Well, yeah. Toads get bigger than frogs for sure, but a bullfrog is pretty hefty.
when it noticed him, like, he closed the door, it saw the lights. Apparently the lights weren't what it was, but he closed the door and the frog noticed him and they like made eye contact, and it decided that the best action was for it to go jump over a guardrail and slide down an embankment to a river.
Yeah.
Officer Shockey then returned to the station and did what you would not think a police officer would do, and that was tell everybody there what he saw.
Yeah.
And then later, him and Officer Mark Matthews returned to the scene, and what they found was a bunch of scrapes going down, like, from the guardrail to the river, which kind of gave credence, like, two police officers saying that there's evidence that this actually happened. Mm-hmm. Like, people really believed it. The Officer Shockey at this point was like only on the police force since like 1971, but he was a police officer for 40 years after that. So he was like brand new at this time, but then he stayed in service for like 40 years. So like, obviously people still saw him as a reliable police officer, a reliable witness to go into court and stuff.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, still in March, the other officer had an experience.
Officer Andrews.
Andrews, I had Mark Matthews still. No, what is yours?
The second cop? He's the one, isn't he the one who, I'll find it again.
That's another incident then. No, I have one from Mark Matthews. The other cop that was at the investigation with Shockey.
I have links.
That's the problem with legends. Names change.
I was going to say, so for this second part, the second sighting, I found three endings.
Okay.
One of them, the second cop was alone and the monster got away.
Isn't there one where they catch it?
The one where they catch it, they said it was a tailless iguana.
Yeah.
But then later in the story, they're like, and then they had no proof.
Well,
I thought you caught it.
It was a tailless iguana that stood on two legs.
Yeah.
And it was 4 feet long. There's a lot to that. It was an injured, tailless, two-legged iguana, which is more unbelievable than a frog.
Yes, seriously.
Well, then I guess I've seen iguanas run on two legs.
No, and people do release their pet. Well, they could, like, I don't know, like a threat display maybe, or like a.
Yeah, but I mean.
Maybe it was standing on a stick, so it looked like it was standing up, right?
It's an iguana that's been out on the loose from March 3rd to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And didn't die in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean.
Winter.
The thing said it was like down the bank by the sewer. It could definitely, if it was underground, it could live.
Maybe. Where is your
stuff? I'm finding all these pictures of frog butts. I don't know why I saved these. Oh, also this one.
Maybe. Internet people, he's showing me a picture of a frog sitting on a bench.
Yeah, what if that's the...
We'll have to post this on to Instagram.
I sent them all to myself so I could send them to you later.
All right, awesome.
There's just too many. There's one specific...
Do you want me to go through the one that I have
first? Yeah, please, please.
And then it's probably similar and you'll just replace the name. So on St. Patrick's Day of that same year, Officer Matthews had a similar experience just outside of Loveland. He was he described seeing an animal lying in the middle of the road this time. And when he approached it, he stopped the vehicle to remove what he thought was roadkill. And as he approached the creature, it hopped up into like a crouched position and hobbled over to the guardrail the entire time maintaining eye contact with the police officer.
That's my favorite part.
Like, I was just picturing like this little tiny frog creature just staring at him. Like,
do you think what's the face look like? Is he scared? Is he like that blank frog look? That's just like, I'm alive.
No, in my opinion, it was like, fuck you.
Yeah. He's like looking. Well, he has a wand, right?
Yeah. He's a wizard, but so, he clearly is injured. Cause like, why is he just like kind of hobbling? Like I imagine him like half crouched the whole way over. So is that similar to at least one of the stories you have from that one? Or do you have a different,
I think you might be right. It might be Matthews. I might've seen something else.
You like invented a new police officer.
No, I could have. I don't know. I got to find the other one.
So what are the other stories that you have related to that one, though?
The second officer, though, like I said, they say at one point that he shot the iguana and retrieved it, which is like the worst ending.
That was the one where he had someone with him. The one where he killed. Like he really? Brought. Well, he went, he got Officer Shockey to show him what he saw, like what he thinks that he originally saw. That was one of the things that I read somewhere. I also watched a bunch of YouTube videos for this, and you know, people just make stuff up. Unlike the Frogman is not made up. It's real. It is such a real entity in Ohio that even if it's not real, it doesn't matter because they have an annual 5K / 8 mile
the Frogman bike run marathon,
8 miles of kayaking, or no, 8 miles of bike riding, 5 miles of kayaking, and a 5K at the end. The weirdest triathlon. What are triathlons usually involve? Swimming.
There's three events if it's a triathlon. It'd be like running, swimming, and biking normally.
So I guess they just replaced the swimming with
frog jumping, like leapfrog,
kayaking.
You gotta play leapfrog all the way to the end.
That'd be amazing. Actually, I would do that.
I know someone who broke their arm playing leapfrog. What? Yeah, the person went down, they leapfrogged over, and then when the other person went to jump over them, they like moved at the last second, like Charlie Brown footballed him, and he just landed on his arm in a weird angle and snapped it. Yeah, terrible. Don't leapfrog dangerously. This is a PSA.
Did you find it yet? Did you find your notes yet?
I thought it was this one. I don't know where I got Andrews from.
I don't know where you got Andrews from. I don't think that's a name I saw anywhere. You said that you found like an additional one too that I didn't find though.
It was the recounting of the, he recanted his story.
So okay.
I didn't know if we were on that part yet.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. So like, yeah, 1999 during like a local media interview, Officer Mark Matthews / Officer Andrews / whoever, it's definitely Mark Matthews. Explained that he was tired talking about the Loveland Frogman, and he recanted his story, and this is where he explains that it was a tailless iguana that got up off on two legs and ran away.
Yeah, and he said the only reason he corroborated the other cop's story was to like back him up, but like,
why?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Everybody was giving him shit, so like, why was he like, you know what, I'm gonna take this one for you.
Yeah, I can say I saw the Chateau La Roche, or La Roche, I don't know how, I think it's how you say it.
Sure. That's French or something.
It's apparently a Masonic castle in Ohio, like in the woods or something.
Is it in like Loveland?
Well, here's the thing. It's close. And there's like local lore of the castle was
run by frog
it
lizards.
Was began lizards. In the 20s, but construction didn't begin on it in earnest until 1955. So did they stir them up from the tunnels under the castle? And you can actually see it on roadsideamerica.com. They don't mention the frog at all. So
they don't mention the
it's
frog.
Not a, mention it's that not like a cryptid location.
Masonic castle?
Yeah. That was the first thing I did when they said, I'm like, the castle's real. I found it as a travel location. I'm like, you didn't mention this frog once?
Not one time. You didn't mention the fact that they had wizards there and they summoned frog wizards to come help them do magic?
Sounds like something Masons would do.
It sounds pretty legit. Like, if I was going to have a cult, I would definitely want wizard frogs involved.
Yeah. There's literally no reason to be in a cult. So my favorite part, though,
is the first story is the best one, because these frogs are just, like, hanging out, having a conversation.
Yeah. Like,
why is there only one after that? Yeah. Every time it's by itself, and it's always like, I'm dead. Just kidding. I'm not dead.
Yeah.
And it runs away. The first time, they're like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, it's like three guys and you walked up like, you're the asshole.
Yeah.
Was Officer Shockey. Get back in your... Oh, no, the businessman.
Yeah, the business. You're the asshole, Mr. Businessman of unnamed origin.
Yeah, with your suitcase full of business.
Selling your business wares.
Not in my town.
Not in my town. That guy was just on drugs and he didn't want people to know.
Yeah, he was like just, he was on a bunch of mushrooms. He's driving from one town to another at 3 a.m. He's like, I gotta sell so many knives.
Like, I did so much meth.
What was he there selling?
I tried to sell these Bibles to these little frog people and then they cast a spell on me. Ohio is for Satan and frog monsters.
And frog wizards?
The one thing that I first thought about, like the very first time I ever heard about the description of like the frogmen, it always reminds me of the Dover Demon.
You know, that's one I'm not familiar with.
So the Dover Demon's like a similar situation. We'll talk about it some other day, but like basically it happened after the frogman, so maybe Dover Demon was stolen from it. But it's like it's basically, they describe like a gray alien, but it has like spikes and shit on its back, and it's more like a lizard. And then it's spotted by a police officer and a bunch of kids and like multiple people all in like a small period of time.
So it's like a leopard gray?
I guess. I didn't say spots. I said spikes.
Oh, spikes. I don't know why I heard spots.
I know. It's always like lizardy, but it like has like a gray alien face. Okay. And I was like, well, I could see how that could be mistaken as a frog person. It also kind of sounds like a chupacabra.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't, but... It could be. It's chupacabra. I
voted for chupacabra in the poll. For the record, that was earlier. That was earlier today.
For the who would win in a fight, chupacabra, yeah. Dover Demon, or the Loveland Frogman.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everybody hypes the Loveland Frog. Like, all the articles I started with were always like, "Oh, it's the terrifying Loveland Frogman who's gonna come and rip you apart."
They're being rude.
They've done nothing.
That's what I mean. They're being rude.
Just taking naps. People come up, wake them up. Or like they're just having a conversation, just being people. They didn't do anything to hurt anybody.
Yeah, literally, the chupacabra is the only one. Is there another cryptid with a body count like the chupacabra?
It's never killed people.
Yeah, but I mean, like, killed a bunch of pets and farm animals, allegedly.
Well, I mean, it's possible that Bigfoot has killed people.
Yeah, that's hunting.
It depends on what theory of Bigfoot you go with. If he's an interdimensional being, it's totally possible he killed something and just drug the body back to wherever he's from.
He doesn't drag anything if he's interdimensional, right?
I guess he could just walk through a portal.
Yeah, right. He's like Bigfoot's Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
I love that I ruined Bigfoot for Ryan when I made him talk about it, because I was like, okay, I'm gonna get the regular Bigfoot stuff. I want you to specifically look up Bigfoot as an alien. And he was like, fuck this. He's like, I hated every part of this. I'm like, I know all about that side of it. It's That's super crazy. This is actually less crazy than alien Bigfoot.
Yeah, no, alien, I agree.
Interdimensional Bigfoot is the worst one. I was really hoping there'd be more sightings of this.
Yeah.
And I was like surprised there wasn't.
Yeah.
There was like a psychiatrist thing that I read where he talked about how this is such a predictable story and it comes in such a predictable cycle that it's just mass hysteria like people wanting it to be true. Like all the sightings happened and like, I don't know. I guess he said it was like a certain cycle. He didn't really like say what the cycle was.
You saw the picture from the latest sighting of the Loveland Frog?
No. There is a recent one?
It's like the 2016.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't see the picture. I've seen a lot of pictures.
It's the one with the glowing eyes.
Oh, the one that looks like...
It's like in the water.
It looks like a man in a furry costume.
It doesn't even to me. It looks like a bullfrog standing up in the water. Like there might be a stick or a rock. That's why
it's like blue looking, though.
I don't think it's blue. I think it's the lighting. You put the light on your phone camera.
So what's weird is, why is it a dark picture? Because he saw it during the day.
No, it was dark in the
picture. I thought the guy in the Pokemon Go thing was during the day.
Well, he can... Pokemon go to hell because his picture tells what time it was.
My favorite part is like, okay, so in 2016, the frogman came back
in Cincinnati
during the, it was still near Loveland. It wasn't like far. But like he came back during the Pokemon Go craze.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go was an augmented, is an augmented. Nobody plays it anymore. It was an augmented.
Some people do. They just had a big event.
I guess. They also just closed the Harry Potter one. So how long until Pokemon Go get shut down?
That was a piggyback crap anyway.
Anyway, so it was an augmented reality game to try and get people to like be active because we've all adapted to the lifestyle of the pandemic. Did not help this. Everybody is now just more attached to technology.
I mean, I was already living like that before. Yeah. So.
But you go out and you catch Pokemon and you see them as if they're in the real world. And this game literally led to people being arrested for trespassing.
I mean, people walked into traffic.
People were breaking and entering, car crashes had happened, and there was at least one incident of a young man who was blown up in the backyard by an out-of-control fire pit accident.
No way. Because he wasn't paying attention?
No, he was just standing there. He was getting ready to go play Pokemon Go, and then just out of nowhere, a fireball just popped up and ate him. If you want to know more about that, there's an episode on the Rum Runners podcast where Jared talks about the time he went to go play Pokemon Go and got eaten by a fireball in 2016 during the Pokemon craze because he was a fucking nerd.
Maybe that's what's maybe that explosion woke up the Loveland Frogman.
Pennsylvania explosion.
I'm going to tell you
we're
right
not
now,
that far. We're only like 8 hours away.
You don't have proof it didn't.
So anyway,
well, I'm just going to say, first off, I don't trust anyone, who's citing during Pokemon Go players walk into traffic. They, you know, like you stated, they like, they're not,
there's a lot of things like it got to the point where there's like, if you're in a car and you're the passenger, it just shuts off and it's like,
well, you can tell it, you can tell it you're a passenger.
It still won't show you where anything is though.
You're right. It's over a certain speed and it won't let you swipe.
I know exactly what speed it is because I didn't play Pokemon Go while working at a delivery job and just going slow enough because I was in a place where there's a lot of Pokestops.
I used to drive around Easton and I would just park real quick and do some swipes and then drive up to the next swipe.
All I say is Lafayette and Lehigh College had a bunch of places. Yep.
I used to drive around there.
And I would just take my time making my deliveries.
Yeah, for sure.
So Sam Jacobs was playing Pokemon Go. It was mid-August that year near Congregation Beth Adams Synagogue on Loveland Madeira Road. I guess that's in Cincinnati.
So the road is called Loveland. The frog could show up.
I guess, yeah. Anything with Loveland in it. Well, the second cop wasn't actually, like, he was on his way to Loveland.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in Loveland. Actually, I don't think either of the cops were in Loveland at the time. The only one that was in Loveland was the unnamed businessman selling Bibles / knives / methamphetamines.
Yeah, that's true.
At 3 o'clock.
Yeah, and this especially, like, the second cop is, like, at the best, if we believe his second story, he's a liar. And if the first part's true, he's a cryptid murderer.
So here's how you have to look at that one. One, the frogman is definitely real.
Yeah.
Because the second cop is unreliable. He's definitely a liar.
Yeah.
The first cop, there's no evidence that he's lied.
True.
So we got one person who's never lied, as far as we know, and one who we know for sure lied.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely real. That's how facts work, right?
And a businessman.
That's how science works.
An unidentified
businessman who told a local paper in 1955. Yeah. Or how did who do you tell? It doesn't say where anybody learned that story.
Nope.
Who did he tell?
I don't know.
Who told him that told everybody else?
There's a couple things in looking this up that bothered me. Like they keep using this one word I'm gonna butcher this. Like Shanahook is how it's spelled. That's how it's spelled. But it's supposedly some kind of native word for like river monster or river demon.
So here's the thing. But everything I said like maybe this could be something that was like of a Native American lore and that they should look into it. But nobody had a specific thing.
If you Google that word, it doesn't show up anywhere except in articles about this frog. So was it a word that was a native word?
Well, that was like I went to a website called charlestonterrors.com. And they gave it a Latin name.
Okay.
Rana Serectus.
I was going to say, Frogus Erectus.
Who made this? Because I looked it up. Like, that's not even the Latin for, like, frog or standing up. Like,
yeah, they just wanted to say Erectus. That's it.
Serectus.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard what I wanted to hear.
You did hear what you wanted to hear.
I also saw somebody in an article said that there's a Big Lots 4 miles from where the 2016 sighting was.
What is Big Lots?
They sell this.
Oh, that's amazing. It's got light up eyeballs.
And it's got light up eyeballs too. I will say side by side, this isn't that, you know, great picture for an audio medium, but its eye angle isn't right. This is like to the left.
Yeah, but you can tell things.
You very well could.
And that picture is really dark.
Yeah.
Even though I'm pretty sure this happened during the day.
I don't think it did. If it
doesn't say, stop hitting the mic.
I'm sorry.
You're so bad at this. You'd be like, you'd think as a professional streamer, you'd know not to punch the mic every five seconds.
I slap the shit out of my mic all the time.
I guess I've gotten lucky not seeing any of those ones. But my favorite part, though, is when he's like talking to like the news about it. He says, we saw a huge frog near the water. Not in the game. It was an actual frog. And I was like, I'm glad he specified that. Because it's not like Pokemon has a bunch of frog creatures. Mm-hmm. Like Politoed, Froakie, Grognut, Grungy, or like the 19 other frog creature things they have.
Yep.
It probably was a Pokemon. He probably missed it and it ran away. And then he was like, that was real. That wasn't a fake picture. Pokemon. What do you... I'm looking up pictures. We can't show nobody.
I know. I'm trying to show you.
This is just for me, everyone. This episode is just for me. It is. And me alone.
They lightened this up so you can see it.
God damn. That's a sketch.
That's not a... Oh, yeah, that one is.
It doesn't look like anything. It looks like two flashlights. It could literally be two flashlights reflecting on the water.
I mean, it could have like arms and pecs. I literally think it looks like a bullfrog sitting up in the water. That's all it looks like to me.
And since you found a picture of a bullfrog sitting on a chair, you're like convinced that they have butts.
Well, so I typed in bullfrog standing up and Google was like, yo, you want to see a picture of the Loveland Frogman?
That's basically what everybody draws, which is like my favorite part is like, well, the police officers, like, what was it? The one's daughter or sister or somebody drew what they described to them. And that's where like that one picture of the Loveland Frogman comes from.
Yes.
The one sketch of it.
Yeah, that's the one you could totally draw a better one than that.
It was drawn by a child, I'm pretty sure.
No, it was somebody's girlfriend, I thought it said.
I don't know.
Thought it
someone's girlfriend, sister, the one slash daughter.
Girlfriend.
Someone's
well, I mean, everybody's girlfriend is somebody's daughter.
And someone's sister.
I mean, then not specifically. Almost. You almost had it.
It's everyone's stepsister. He then told WLT, I guess it's a news station. I'm not sure. I didn't pay attention. That the thing stood up and walked on its hind legs. I realize this sounds crazy, but I swear on my grandmother's grave, this is the truth. Someone should check that man's grandmother's grave because the picture he took is trash and it doesn't look like a frog man. But like we said, like it's become such a huge part of Ohio that it's like literally they've built events and like triathlons and like I'm surprised they're not like a giant like festival where people just go and dress up like they do at Area 51.
Yeah.
So that's all I have on notes for this one. What do you believe in the Frogman?
Do I like earnestly? No.
Why?
I
believe it.
I want cryptids to be real so bad. I'm like a self-loathing skeptic in most things. Like I want all of this to be real. All of it. I want the wizard part to be real. I want that there's
the
like,
first story is the only one I believe.
Yeah, it's the only one without.
And now like, that you explain, much... there's a magic castle nearby.
Yeah, that's right. A Masonic castle from the year the first sighting happened.
It's the most believable because A, businessmen don't lie. Traveling Bible salesmen definitely don't lie.
You know what? I think I seen that in a book written down. It's got to be true.
Businessmen don't lie. It's a famous book written in 1924. By a famous businessman. He's uncredited for it, though.
An anonymous famous man.
Anonymous famous author wrote a book called Businessmen Don't Lie.
Enough famous? Nah, yeah, scratch it.
You can be anonymous famous when you're a book writer.
That's true. Have a fake name. And then like 16 people write under that name and you're like, suck it. We all do no work.
Well, there's like a famous director that's like that, where when a director doesn't like their movie, they just put this title on it so everybody knows it's trash.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I forget what it is, but like if a director like makes a movie and they're like, nah, I don't want to be associated. There's like a name that they all use to be like, don't watch this movie.
I wonder what the name is.
Peter Selabik. Mm. That's not it.
I thought you were going to say,
that sounds like
I name. Literally thought you were going to say Peter Suckadick.
Yeah, Hollywood, please make a movie that's directed by Peter Suckadick. Someone out there who's famous, make a movie that you then go, no.
Yeah, you can kind of, you can spell it like, what is it, like the yucca fruit where it's, right? Where it's like, you could spell like, same way, you would hide it in plain sight.
Anyway, I don't know. If I was going to believe it, I'd only want to believe the first one. I don't want all the rest of the stories to go along it.
The fact that, like, when they got to the wand, I was like, come on.
That was the best part.
Yeah, it is the best.
And you just explained that a magic castle just opened up right before this happened.
That is true.
If anything, these were Masonic children that were just out in the woods in robes. Yeah. And this guy was very much on trucker fucking whatever keeps them awake in 1955. Yeah. And he was like, the fucking little frogman.
Yeah, he's just doing blow off his steering wheel and singing some. You know what, honestly?
I don't think coke was a thing back then.
I mean, there's been.
It was, but I don't think that was an. I think heroin was still okay back then.
I'm sure a lot of things were okay in the 50s still. Like lead paint.
Coke was just in soda. That wasn't even a drug to them.
I mean, it was never actually coke, but it was coca leaves.
Listen. All I know is my grandma told me that your kidneys would bleed if you drank old coke.
I bet. I bet. And I bet it made you feel real good. Like you could fight a bear.
Anyway, I'm the worst when it comes to this. I don't believe in anything. I just wish it was real. Yeah. But I don't want to wish that there's just some animal that pretends to be dead on the side of the road and then just gets up and leave. I'd much rather believe that there's like a little group of goblins that fucking cast spells on people that intrude on their conversations.
We're going to have to go to this castle.
It makes it feel like that man deserved it.
Yeah.
Like these police officers were just like, oh, I scared this. Except for the one where he describes it as like kind of crouched, which honestly, if he's saying that it was an iguana, the way he described it the first time, he had a showdown with this thing.
Yeah.
He was like, fuck off. I'm going
to
leave.
When I listened to his, or not like listened, I, but like
you read.
I have a thing that reads it to me, so I listen to it. When I went through his like recanting, when he was like, that wasn't true. He's like, it didn't go over the guardrail. It went under the guardrail. There wasn't scratches on the guardrail. There was scratches on the ground behind the guardrail. Oh, it was an iguana. And I shot it because I didn't think anyone would believe me that I saw it. And I'm like, don't be just shooting iguanas. Like, that's messed up.
Iguana's going to die on its own. It's Ohio and it's the end of winter.
Listen, if that Ohio had no, or that Ohio, if that iguana had no tail and was living in the sewer in Ohio, that was the king of lizards in Ohio. And this man assassinated him?
Over what, salamanders? Like, what lizard breed? Email us or DM me on Twitter at Dark Room Podcast. What lizards live in Ohio?
There's got to be something.
Probably salamanders. That's what we eat. I don't think we have any other natural lizards.
Lizards? No, we have snakes. I don't think we have a lot of lizards.
No, just like other amphibious type frog things.
Do we have any newts? That's a cool word. I hope we have newts.
Isn't that just a salamander?
It's similar.
I know salamander here because I went and I would go to
You can creeks. You just flip rocks.
I would just collect them and then I'd be like, I am the pet king of salamanders. Exactly. And then like 24 hours later, they're dead because I don't know how to take care of them. Because I was a six-year-old kid and just thought I had a cool lizard pet. Anyway. Maybe that's what these are. Maybe they're giant salamanders. I mean, they're not just called frogmen. They're called lizard men too.
Yeah, but big difference in a skin texture. If I seen a frog, I wouldn't think it was a lizard.
No, and lizards have tails.
Frogs but I mean, you ever seen a bullfrog? Like a big old boy, like talking like 8 inches, like between 2 and 5 pounds. Like
standing up with a little cone on its head, well, and a wizard wand.
See, frogs can't stand up because they ain't got no glutes. That's the biggest thing right there. How's that frog stand up? And if he does stand up, he's probably got a nice little frog butt.
He's got a fucking Hank Hill butt.
Damn it, Bobby.
Get away. He pulls out his wand and like, no businessmen here. Dude, the moment I read that one, I was like, I want all these stories to be like this. And then I was so disappointed when they were. Like most cryptids, the stories are all pretty much just copy and paste.
Yeah.
This one, it was like. Nah, I mean, I saw it, and it was like, I'm running away.
Yeah, he tried to cast magic on
me. I guess in, like, the 20-something years between 1955 and 1972.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, actually, how many years was that?
I think not 20.
17 years.
17 years between those two. The frogman went from being, like staring down people and being like, fuck off, to, oh, shit, maybe they got hit by cars. Maybe that's why there's only one.
Oh, because there's so many more cars now? Oh, my God. And if they're just congregating on the side of the road in the dark?
In the 1970s, everybody was doing acid and shit, so they probably definitely just getting ran over a lot. Maybe that's what happened.
Now, just imagine like a disco soundtrack and someone's just driving down the road, just mowing down frogmen.
The frogman's trying to like cast a spell on its car and just fucking nails it.
Yeah, well, now we're going, if he's Hank Hill, was he casting? a vodka propane.
Your car runs on propane now. Just blows up immediately.
If you want to catch the Loveland Frogman.
If you want to catch the Loveland Frogman. If you have any stories of cat... If you have any stories of sensually mating with the Loveland Frog Wizards, email us those stories at darkrumpodcaststories. No, that's not it. Man, I haven't done this in a while. If you have any stories of making sweet sensual love to a frogman wizard from Loveland, Ohio, email us at darkrumstories@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Twitter and Instagram at darkrumpodcast. Definitely join our Facebook group. It's the Rum Runners Podcast Network Facebook group. You can follow all of our shows, the Rum Runners Show, the Talk Shonen Show, the Dark Rum Podcast Show, and some of the other shows. Our network is starting to grow. There's going to be a lot more shows on there. You can find us at rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com. Jared probably has things he still wants me to say. Join.
You want me to smoke a joint?
What? If you have a podcast and you want to join the Rum Runners Podcast Network, you can email us at rumrunners@gmail.com. Also, we are now partnered with Times Live Radio. We have a studio here in Nazareth. If you have a local podcast in the Lehigh Valley and you want a professional place to record and get your show produced, you can also email us at rumrunners@gmail.com. Okay, everybody have a good night. Matt, where do people look for you on the internet?
Hey, sometimes I'm on Twitch. I like to play games on there. Horror games mostly. Sometimes I've been getting into some survival games lately.
A weird Batman game.
Yeah, that game was sick. Twitch.tv/iPunch_ Same thing for Twitter. You know, tell me I don't know shit about Frogman. Hit me up.
Is it real? Anyway, if you love the Frogman, like I love the Frogman, give me 5 stars on Spotify, because that's a thing now.
You
can do rating on Spotify.
And subscribe to Patreon so we can send Kyle to the Masonic Castle to find the real Frogman.
You can find our Patreon at RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com. Bye. Hmm.